America.
I think the puppet on the right is my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control. Watch this. I get stupid.
They say if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, then he's going to get a fishing license, but he doesn't have any money. So he's going to get a job. He has to get in the Social Security system and pay taxes.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy.
3, 2, 1.
Cue announcer.
And starring the mad prophet of the airways,
thank you for dialing us up today or listening to us on replay at deadlinelive.info. I'm Jack Blood, Radio Gun. This is the second hour of the Blood Show today, this Friday, February 27th, 2015, 800-313-9443. It's the anniversary of the Reichstag virus. We were talking about that. I'm probably going to do a little bit on Wounded Knee today as well, speaking of history, and we'll get you updated news that's coming in. Talking about the Reichstag fire, I mean, it's now become synonymous with false flag, but that's now being debunked and replaced by new commentary that the whole thing really was a plot by the communists, just as Hitler said. I guess it makes the people that have used 9/11 for their own purposes justify what they did. You can also look at 4th century Diocletian. He's in the news this week in our history section, using the burning of Galerius to go after Christians, or Nero burning Rome to go after Christians. So, see, it might be you next. First they came for the communists, you know. Then they came for the Muslims, then they came for you. But according to modern updated historical information on the interweb, there's no such thing as a false flag. Never happened. They're all being debunked. It's kind of the same pattern. Do we still have you, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I mean, if you wanted to, you could go all the way back to Caesar, where the Senate was under great pressure from the mob for not living up to their expectations. So actually, while Caesar was out fighting, I believe the barbarians or the Carthaginians, they quickly got word to him saying that when he returned to Rome, he was going to be arrested, tried, and executed for crime. And they essentially forced him to cross the Rubicon and invade Rome, and that was in fact a way for the senators to escape any sort of public prosecution and claim any sort of negative things on Julius Caesar. But I wanted to back up to 1913. Previous to 1913, we had the robber baron. Railroads, oil, newspaper, etc. And they were a fix. They were a name. They were someone that you could blame. And the way that the Federal Reserve Act was really sold to the people was the major newspapers and the barons placed ads in their newspapers and stories in their newspapers basically saying, this Federal Reserve bill is going to be great for you. It's going to take the power out of the robber baron's hands, and it's going to put it in people's hands, and there's going to be, everyone's going to have control of the economy. And it was sold as if the robber baron didn't want this. Oh, this is going to be the worst thing that ever happened for us. The same trick is still being done today with net neutrality, in a sense, where...
You know what I don't like about that comment you just made, Kyle? Here's what I don't like about it, is that I didn't think of it first. Because it's another great example. I used insurance, I used the modern healthcare, Obamacare, Dodd-Frank, the Stock Act. I used some modern stuff, but you're exactly right. After the crisis of the two massive depressions, the final one being 1908, J.P. Morgan, you know, credit for saving, loaning us money to save the economy. It actually didn't happen, by the way, that we gave him the money to loan, and he took credit for it. But that's exactly right. It was sold to the people as the end. And who was the trust buster? Teddy Roosevelt. I mean, he had Morgan in his back pocket, or Morgan had him in his back pocket the whole time, too. So every time we hear this same thing.